Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Beep, bada boop. Boop, bada bop. There you go.
Beep, bada boop. Boop,
need Cappy for that.
Yeah, you should have just Cappy come in just for that.
Cappy's all pro.
Really should have.
Yeah. Oh, I want to talk about Cappy.
Oh, yeah. What was the thing about Cappy you never mentioned?
Let's do what you need to know, and then we'll talk about Cappy.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it a bit, Ling.
Thanks, Adano. All right, so the newest residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas was announced today.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Oh, yeah. I know who it is.
It's Dead & Company.
Yeah. Oh, Dead & Company.
Yep, Dead & Company announced that it will be coming out of retirement to perform 18 shows over the course of a six-week residency from May 16th to June 22nd. Each weekend's three performances will feature a unique and different set list. The Sphere also announced a new huge corporate sponsor, yeah, and it's Pepsi, which I totally predicted that.
You called it?
Yeah, I said that they're selling these crazy sponsorships for Super Bowl week, and they're exclusive. So I was like, you know, one of them's going to be Pepsi. So now they're going to serve all their products and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say this. The only thing the Sphere I thought needed to do better was the food situation. Mm. The food situation was pretty good. But, like, the beverage, that's what I mean. Like, the wine was not good. Like, it was cheap wine. Mm. And, you know, but you could buy, like, they had, like, pretty good spirits. You know what I mean? Like, the spirits were a little more high-end. But I thought the food and beverage situation could be a little better.
I have no interest in Den Company. Anybody in on that?
Nope.
Not me. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I mean, when they open the doors, there's going to be an enormous cloud of, well, oh, yeah. Listen to Brian. Brian's in.
Me and Cap will go.
Of course you are.
But also, it's weird, right? Like, Cap. You normally, when you're... Oh, hi, Cappy.
Hey, Cappy. Hi, guys.
Cap, I thought that you were off today.
I know, I just had to come in and say hi.
I'm glad you did.
You said you needed today off.
Anyway, I'm here. I came to say
hi. Schedule talk on 710 ESPN.
Yep, it's brought to you by... Yeah, so Cappy, I'm looking at your... By the way, Dead & Company, not a lot of interest. I would like to see somebody... Like, Fish is there 420.
Look
at Brian perk up again.
You travel with Fish. You travel with Dead & Company.
Right.
You
don't stay in one spot. And they'll be huge, but I'm just not.
I've seen Dead & Company several times.
Have you?
Yes, with John Mayer, and he's amazing. And
are you going to be there for that?
I would definitely go. Oh, I mean, I what did you say the dates were?
I think it's May 22nd through June 16th.
Oh, I would love to go. I would love to go. And I think with the Sphere and all the, you know, the video, that stimulation, I think it'd be awesome.
You've not been there yet, right?
It's crazy. No, I have been there.
Oh, you have been there. Yeah, it's crazy. It's the amount of stimulation is amazing. So, Cappy, this is where we need to go. I'm glad you checked in.
Yeah, I just came to say hi.
So, you sent a tweet yesterday. Oh, actually, about 2 hours ago, it says.
Yeah, today.
Two hours ago, today.
Yeah, I've been told that I did something wrong.
Okay, so, Shadano, listen to this. Lindsay, listen to this.
Yeah.
So... At King James and at Anthony Davis.
Oh, Jesus. I already know what's happening now.
That's a lot.
Not playing for at Lakers, at Celtics. He ats everything.
Yeah, I do.
That makes this at Lakers Nation at sided polls more interesting. And then he tagged so many people.
Oh, no.
Matthew Moreno, Ryan Ward, Trevor Lane, Matthew Peralta. I guess everybody that works at Lakers Nation, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Lakers Nation.
Everybody that works there. And then you put...
Including me.
Oh, yeah, and you're there, too. Yeah.
And ESPN Los Angeles.
And ESPN Los Angeles.
Thanks,
and then,
Cappy.
And then have you tried to vote yet, Shadano?
No.
You shouldn't, because it is just a picture. You cannot vote on this.
Yeah, it's still shot.
It's a screenshot.
It's a screenshot.
Yeah.
And then there's an advertisement for a truck.
Yeah, that's part of the unit, right?
So how did the... What is the truck thing doing there?
Well, I mean, it's part of the ad that when I took the screenshot, there was the poll question, and then there was the ad underneath it.
Is that like a sponsor of yours?
No, not of mine. It's a programmatic ad.
But why not just cut it off and leave just the yes or no? And by the way, why not just link to it so people can actually vote?
Well, I did. I left the website, LakersNation.com.
Why do you at everybody?
He's an adder.
Do you really want LeBron to tweet back at you or Anthony Davis tweet back at you?
Of course, don't you?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not adding LeBron on every single comment I have about LeBron.
Well, I'm not adding him at every single thing, but in this particular instance, I was like, really, like you're not playing tonight, bro?
You never cease to amaze. I thought we were over this part of your life, Cappy, where you're adding people all the time.
No, I still add people.
Such an adder.
I'm an adder.
The thing that is tough for me is LakersNation.com is there, but it's so small and in between so many different things.
It's hard to kind of like spot. Yeah,
you don't even know to click on that.
You're right. Listen. I accept your Twitter criticism. I accept it.
Cappy, what's the strategy of tagging half of North America in this thing?
Well, I figure that if I tag half of North America and then they all retweet it because they've been tagged, then all of America gets it.
So you're doing it specifically to get retweets.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like communicating to people.
Yeah. You've got sway. You don't need everybody you don't need at everybody.
Okay. What do you suggest?
Just say LeBron, AD, not playing, blah, 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 vote here, no ad of a truck. Okay. The truck ad is like the most out of place thing at all.
I know. People have been complaining about that. I know. It's not my ad. It's just, you know, it was part of the unit.
Yeah.
So, Mace, tell me what to tweet. LeBron and AD are not playing.
Yeah, I would just not at people. So, LeBron and Anthony Davis are not playing for, and you don't need to at Lakers and at Celtics. Those are just extra ats you don't need.
All right.
This makes at Lakers Nation and at Sided Polls more interesting. Now, I understand the side hustle, and I support you 100% in your side hustle. Okay. But I don't think you need to at your side hustle.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do this, Mace. Can I at you?
Yeah, you can at me. Sure.
Okay.
At me.
You're the only person I'm adding right now.
Okay. I will at you back.
Okay. You're the only person I'm adding.
I'll give you the retweet you so desperately want.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I've now tweeted at you. And by the way, I have no issue at all with the constructive tweeting criticism.
Okay.
The truck ad, I admit, does kind of like distract from the entire thing.
It's odd.
That's the first thing I see.
That's really odd.
I see a big truck.
Yeah, I know. Well, what you guys should really focus on, though, is the fact that LeBron and AD are not playing. George, explain to me, because yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard or not, George did a masterclass. Oh. I give him all the credit in the world.
He was all over it.
A masterclass
of
explaining some really, really important data that the way he said it, George, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but this was information that was available to everybody. That a guy like Taurean Prince has played 900 plus minutes at the small forward position, and overall he's minus 83, whereas Rui has played about 400 minutes at the same position, and he's plus 100. So, I mean, George, you got to tell me, the hourglass, aren't we now going to try and reanalyze what LeBron was saying? Because to me,
the timing of it is fascinating, yep. I would say. You know, I am not I'm not going to LeBron has been dealing with an ankle thing the whole season. So I'm not going to say his ankle isn't hurting. Like, you know, I'm not doing that.
No.
But even if his ankle is hurting, you know, these were two games that have just been played, Houston and Atlanta, where honestly, if his ankle was hurting, he probably should have taken off a night against one of those two teams. And now you're on national television against the hated rival, the Celtics, and you all of a sudden are like, you know what? Not playing. I'm going to ask this question.
Yeah.
Is it more of a statement, or do you guys think he's that hurt that he can't play?
I say he's hurt.
Okay.
I think that he is not capable of playing. Because remember, immediately after the first game, he was asked if he was going to play in the back-to-back, and he said, yes, I'm playing. So I don't think... I think if he can't go, it's because he can't go. Like, I think he's earned that right at 39 years old.
Yeah, he's earned the benefit of the doubt.
He doesn't really sit very often unless he's actually hurt.
Right, but just given that they went double overtime on Saturday, then had to go Monday, Tuesday, and he played in both, and Anthony Davis didn't play in one of the two. Mm-hmm. And then now here we are in Boston, and he's giving you the hourglass thing.
Yep.
Everybody seems super frustrated. Yes, LeBron has earned the benefit of the doubt, and yes, he is the greatest player of his era and his generation and maybe the greatest of all time. However, given the little commentary and people trying to figure out what he's trying to say, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I think LeBron James is trying to make a statement to the Lakers. This trash right here is not going to work for me. And you guys want me to play against Boston tonight on national TV? No, go out there and get humiliated on national TV and do it without me.
I kind of agree with Cappy.
Oh, do you really?
I do, yeah. Mm.
I mean, I think there could be an element of that, but again, I don't want to say the injury is not the injury.
Look, Sedano's right. He's been injured for the whole season, and if he can't go, he can't go. But I think there's a lot more to it than that, and he's very calculated in everything that he does. And I know we don't always agree with Cappy, but I think you're right on this.
Okay, so guys, you think there's a message here?
I do.
Is the message?
I mean, listen, he wouldn't be the first Laker to do that. I mean, the Lakers' history is littered with a lot of that, right? Kobe Bryant, may he rest in peace, right? We all love him, yep. But that Game 7 in Phoenix is always something people are going to remember to some extent, yeah. You know?
But what is the who's the message for, I guess, is the question. If you think there's a message there, Cappy, who's it for? Is it for Rob Pelinka? Is it for his teammates? Is it for Darvin Ham? Who's it for?
Well, first of all, just back to the original criticism, you know, the poll question was, do you think AD and LeBron are trying to get Darvin Ham fired? Is it for LeBron to say to the Lakers, hey, Darvin Ham is not getting it done? And the reason he's not getting it done is not because I'm saying that. George yesterday made an entire case as to what is wrong, not just with Darvin, but what is wrong with the entire organization for not understanding what the data is telling you. I mean, George, do I have that right?
Yeah, look, I think it's a organizational failure. I mean, it shows a lack of culture, in my opinion. I know that word gets tossed around a lot in sports these days, but you're letting the guy drown, and he's only been a head coach for a year and a half. Like, you know, Cappy brought up the point is, why did you hire him in the first place, which is a good point. Why would you hire a rookie head coach to run a team that has LeBron and AD and has championship aspirations? Milwaukee just obviously had a similar situation like that. If you're going to hire him because he enamored you, and I get it. Like, I've been around him as much as anyone, certainly more than anyone here. And I get it. Like, I think he's going to be a good head coach, but everybody, when you're doing something for the first time, is going to need some training wheels. And the Lakers' mismanagement and negligence of not hiring a legit old head who's been a head coach in this league as his lead assistant. I mean, everybody in this sport pretty much does that for the most part. Hell, even the Bucks, who I just criticized, did that with Terry Stotts. And then Terry's like, this place is a mess. I'm out of here. You know what I mean? Like, he quit after a week or whatever it was. But at least they did that initially. And, you know, Joe Prunty, I guess, has been an interim coach many, many times. So there's at least that when he was there. And then they bring in Doc. So, like, there's just a lot of things that the data, to Cappy's point, that I found, that anybody can find. Like, it's not like I'm going...
Yeah, it's out there. I was looking stuff up after I heard you yesterday, George. It's all out there.
It's not like I'm emailing stats and info for that stuff. Like, that stuff I can go on NBA.com and find. So where is the front office on helping their head coach who's drowning a little bit? Are they not listening to the analytics staff? Like, what is happening here that I can find this information, and which is readily available, and they're not passing this along to their coach? Kind of like the Dodgers would, right? Hey, Dave, look at these lineups. We think these lineups work best for X, Y, and Z reasons. The numbers bear this out over a large sample size. It's been 40-something games. This is not a small sample anymore.
Yeah, I tell you, the thing that I think is disappointing is that it's Thursday night TNT, and they're not playing against the Celtics. I mean, it's the arch rival. And
well, I can't wait to hear what Charles has to say about this. Because I feel like Charles is going to
be
something.
Thrilled with the quality of this game, I have a feeling.
He's going to be livid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, the Lakers historically have hired first-time head coaches a pretty decent amount. I'm not sure. Was Jack McKinney a first-time head coach?
That was a long time
ago. Yeah, I mean, but then Paul Westhead, you can go back, like, as much as Luke Walton was a first-time head coach.
Right. Sure. All back then. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the coaches now, right, like, for the most part, the guys they've hired have not been first. When was the last time they hired a first-time head coach prior to?
Luke Walton was in, you know, he got fired in 2019.
There you go. Yeah, and how'd that turn out?
Well, no, it wasn't good. But,
right.
But they have historically.
But again, they let him drown is my point.
You're right.
This is a organizational failure. Why is it you let people drown? Why did Magic let him drown? Why did, I don't know if Rob did or didn't. But my point is, why did they let him drown that way?
Well, and by the way, Luke Walton, just I know he was a first-time head coach, but a couple of thoughts were, A, he was a former Laker, so they kind of thought he was coming home to the family. And B, wasn't he part of Steve Kerr's staff where they thought, well,
yeah,
he coached them
to a bunch of wins, yeah, right, yeah, the year before.
So, I mean, there was more to that story than, hey, he's just, because Darvin Ham is kind of, you know, I think he had a little bit of a time as an assistant coach with the Lakers, but he's not. I mean, Luke Walton was
Darvin
kind of
Ham
part
was
of the
lead assistant on the Milwaukee Bucks when,
yeah,
they won a championship
with Bud, right?
Don't, yes, you think the Lakers? I don't think the Lakers would hire a veteran head coach.
Why not?
Because I think they want
but
somebody.
That's what you need.
I think they want the team run from the front office.
Well,
but
if that's the case, they don't want to.
Like Doc wouldn't have worked with the Lakers,
okay,
because Doc is Doc.
But if that's the case, Mace, then why are you letting the guy you hired drown?
Well, what would you have them do at this point?
Torian Prince cannot play
this many minutes. Yeah,
why
Prince.
Is Rui Hachimura not playing these many minutes? Again, I can't be the only person who sees this.
Yeah, but isn't Darvin one of the guys that sees this stuff? He's got access to all the data, too, and his rotations are crazy.
Are they presenting this information to him? I don't know the answer to that.
So you're saying, is there a problem in the analytics department with the Lakers? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not saying that it is their fault. I'm just saying, is the
But you are saying they're letting him drown.
Right, because they are. That's clear as day, is it not?
He's certainly, yeah, he's trying to keep his head above water right now. But I don't know what and why do you think? What do you think they can do differently?
Look, the analytics staff is not the front office, right? Like, they're a staff that can give the front office and the coaching staff their thoughts. And it's up to the staff to, whether it's the front office staff or the coaching staff, to then use that and apply it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not blaming the analytics staff. What I'm saying is, whether it's the assistants, whether it's the front office, the people that are there to support Darvin Ham, who, by the way, should take the lion's share of the blame on this, because ultimately he's the head coach, and he's the one that's got to face the media every day and the players every day and all this stuff, okay? But you can't just let the man drown either. That's not good.
And if they hire first-time head coaches because they want the organization to be run by the front office, then maybe we should be looking upstairs for everybody that's in Lakers Nation that says, fire Darvin Ham, that's the answer. Maybe you have to look up another level.
To Rob Pelinka? Because at the beginning of the year, and yes,
are you going to add him, Cappy? Are you going to add
Rob? You know what? I don't know that I follow him, but I will try and see if I follow him.
At the beginning of the year, people were talking about he should be the executive of the year. That last year, after the trade deadline.
Last year.
Executive of the year. This year, like, oh, what you did in the offseason,
okay,
was the best thing that's ever happened to the Lakers.
I mean,
and now we're here.
No,
I know. It was
right.
Exaggerated.
But it
yes,
is.
But
it is a fact that last year the pieces that got pulled together at the trade deadline
didn't
work.
What if that was just a flash in the pan?
That's what I think it was.
It could be. But also, do we know that they're not talking to him and saying, "Hey, you're keeping Torian Prince in the starting lineup because Rui Hachimura has been injured a lot, and we want to keep his minutes down."
Wait, what? I don't think anyone in the analytics staff, when since Rui Hachimura has been healthy, is saying not to play him.
Well, not to play him, but he has been injured a decent amount this year.
Okay, and what? He's healthy right now. Yeah, Why are you not playing him as many minutes as you should be?
Oh, no, I'm agreeing that he should be playing more minutes, but how do we know? What I'm saying is, how do we know they're not saying?
Well, we
from
don't
top
know any
down?
Of this for 100%, yeah. Greg, but obviously we're speculating on all of this to some extent.
Yeah.
Much of it. Cappy, are you going to hang out?
Hang out for a little bit if it's okay.
Yeah, we're going to do some Radio Tinder.
Are you going to be adding more people during the breaks or no?
George, I'm going to send you a tweet right now, but I'm going to send you not on Twitter. I'm going to send it to you off Twitter. Hold on. Wait till you see this.
Okay.
Oh, right, boy.
Stand by.
Standing by.
I'm standing.
And Mace, don't forget to retweet.
Oh, I got to retweet you. Oh, right. God. I got added by Cappy.
That's right. You did.
I'm going to have to take another flex roll, by the way. I'm spazzing. Right
Do it. Do it. I actually could use one now after Cappy got here.
The Patriots are hiring your boy, Alex Van Pelt.
Oh, hey, Cappy.
So he's not going to Tampa.
Nope.
He's not going to go to the Raiders, which is what you wanted, because you wanted to party in Vegas.
Right.
So he's going. So New England's definitely drafting a quarterback then.
So now I'm a Patriots fan.
Yeah, probably they get either Jaden Daniels or Drake May, right?
Whoever's available.
Yeah, whoever's available at three. Yeah.
Well, I'm a Patriots fan now.
There you
go. That feels kind of good. I got to get a new hat.
Yeah. All right. Radio Tinder's coming up next. Hey, biggest game of the year almost here. Are you ready? Is your TV ready? Listen to this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity from our friends at Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Brand new Samsung 98-inch QLED. This is the Q80C series. Quantum HDR. 4K, HD, smart TV, lowest price ever, ever in recorded history. You can get this 98-inch Samsung just in time for the best football day of the year, and you're going to save a ton of money. Here's how it works. Be one of the first three to call and get through and buy right now. Have your credit card in your hand and ready to go. The 98-inch Samsung QLED is yours. Just 6 years ago, the 98 was 70 grand. Regular price now, 8 grand. Mason in Ireland, friends and family plan today, $4,699. $4,699. This was a $70,000 TV just a couple of years ago, and it is yours. First three only, $4,699, $4,699, 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Talk to our friends Isaac and Roy. Good luck for Mir Audio Video. Combo Plate, Mason, Cappy, Shadano. Everybody's here. 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hey, Lynch.
Hey, Mace. So this is the TV theme for today. It's The Hills because it's Lauren Conrad's birthday.
Hey, Lauren Conrad. I used to watch The Hills. The Hills was a great show. Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
Saw one episode.
That was back when reality TV felt like reality TV.
It wasn't,
We were talking to Michelle Smallman earlier from Unsportsmanlike, and Evan Cohen loves Lauren, whatever her name is.
Yeah, she writes books and stuff now and designs clothes, I think.
Yeah, she has a clothing line at like Kohl's and Target. It's very accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
good for her.
Cool.
All right, so I know we're going to do like a mishmash of Radio Tinder today.
Yes.
I guess I'll do the first one, and then anyone else can take it over from there. But first, why don't you tell us who sponsors Radio Tinder, George?
Our friends at Tequila Mandala, always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
All right, so NBA fans have been acting kind of crazy lately. You know, there's that interaction with Russell Westbrook and the fan. We saw KD getting in fights with fan, and now the NBA has decided that they want to issue actual warning cards to fans who they believe have crossed the line while attending games.
What, like you get a yellow card?
Yellow card. Yeah. Or a red card.
It's actually red. Right, it's red. It's like the size of a business card, and it says, warning, you're being issued a warning that the comments, gestures, and or behaviors that you have directed at the players, coaches, game officials, or other spectators constitute excessive verbal abuse, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. And then it says, like, basically, you're in danger of being ejected without a refund, so chill the F out. So do you guys think that this is like, is this the most ridiculous thing ever, or do you think this is a good idea, Mace?
I would swipe right on this. I think I'm doing that right, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is good, because otherwise, then you at least know. You're put on notice. So if you can't get jacked out of the arena on your first offense, here is a warning, clean your act up, and you can stay at the game. Basically, that's what you're saying. I think it's actually a really good idea.
So I think it's a good idea. I'll swipe right also, but it, and to a certain extent, like if you do something egregious, you should be able to be kicked out right away. You don't get the red card. You're just gone.
First
See you
offense,
later.
Yeah.
Yes,
first
Well, I'm guessing that there are degrees to this. Yes,
yes, of course. So as long as it's not to an egregious offense, then
right.
Yes, I'm on swiping right.
I want to know what Cappy thinks about this.
Mm. Well, I think the red card is a good idea because you know what the red card does? Mm. Is it tells the person stop. Now, if they go overboard, then you give them a green card, which means go. Like as in get out of here.
Get out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
There's no yellow. It's red or it's green. Red means stop. Green means go. Go home.
Shinano, does it work?
Yeah, I think a warning is always good. I think that most fans get carried away. Remember, you know, a lot of these games, there's, you know, people getting liquored up in some way, shape, or form. You get a little liquid courage. And, yeah, I think that it's just an easy way to figure it out. Again, each arena is going to have to kind of navigate that on its own, but to some extent, obviously. But, yeah, I think the idea makes sense.
They kind of put you on probation for the game.
Yeah.
You're on probation. Correct. Watch yourself. You've gone too far. I like it.
Yeah, we do it with Cappy every day around here.
Yeah, I know.
Right, that's what we're going to start to need. We're going to start to need red cards and green cards in the studio.
It's actually a really good idea.
Red card is stop, you're going too far. Green card is get out of the studio, you're going to get us all fired.
How many Cappy red cards would you get in a day?
Oh, he got like five of them yesterday.
Well, actually,
one story.
Red card is you're out, like you're gone. Like, well, yeah. Yellow card is like the warning shot, basically.
Yeah.
In soccer.
Yeah, but in this, it's a red card. Right away.
Red
card. I don't know
warning.
What he's talking about. Green card. You know, Cappy.
Yeah, no, he added green card. He's just trying to confuse everything.
Yes.
This is what Cappy does. He takes a simple question and he turns it into a compound
red
equation
card.
That makes no sense.
He gets a red card.
You would have gotten like three red cards for your dealer's choice.
Already. Last 20 minutes, you get three red cards, Cappy.
I know. Yesterday, I told a crazy story on the air and.
Oh, my God.
Which
one?
Everybody was totally disgusted.
Which one?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you want to know, Mace. I mean, feel free, Cappy.
You don't want to know, Mace. You don't want to know.
He got catfished.
You got catfished?
I don't know that that's true.
He does not know if that's true. And no, we don't know it's true, but we assume that it's the case.
Somebody had a wrong number text, and they sent him back nudes.
Like, wow, what? Cappy.
And he was, like, describing them in detail to us, like, way too much.
Yeah, Cappy, if you get has anybody here ever been catfished?
No.
Like real catfished?
No. My ex-boyfriend did when he was dating me, like when we were in high school.
You catfished him?
No. Somebody catfished. He broke up with me for a girl who turned out to be a catfish.
Oh.
And it was really funny because I caught the girl red-handed when we were driving by and she was on her. It was very funny. It was
did
very
you beat
funny.
Her up too?
No, sure I didn't. No, I didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got one.
Okay, Brian's got one. There we go. Brian, let's pick up the momentum here a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So the 2024 Pro Bowl Skills Competition is tonight.
Oh God, I love this.
Right.
This
I know we're all
so
excited.
So
compelling. I think it starts in about 2 hours here.
Counting down.
The flag football game that now last year they switched the flag is on Sunday.
Mm.
Tonight the skill competition. I'm gonna see if you guys have any interest in these new competitions that they're gonna add.
Okay.
The snapshots, where long snappers and centers try to snap and hit targets.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of cool.
That's the new one they have this
no
year.
Chance.
No, I think that's kind of cool.
Out.
No, day for the long snapper. Let's give it up for the long snappers.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the specialists.
Right. You've dealt with long snappers, Cappy. I mean, they're underrated.
Of course they are. I mean, you always see the kicker, the punter, and the long snapper together. It's the three of us.
Yeah.
So you know what I say? Let's see what those snappers can do.
Yeah. I need to know an exact time so I can turn that on.
Name
well,
one
let me
long
tell you
snapper.
Something. Let me tell you something right now, Mace. Given that LeBron and AD aren't playing, it sounds like the skills competition of the Pro Bowl might be more entertaining than the Laker game tonight.
You never know, man. It's one game.
What other skills competitions?
They also got a dodgeball.
Oh, yeah.
High stakes, which is catching punts off of a jug machine.
Okay. Okay.
Which is, I thought, it's like, I don't know if I really want to watch that.
Right,
but,
right.
Okay.
Guys catching punts.
I'll catch you on Twitter.
Precision passing.
Oh, yeah.
And kick-cat-toe.
Yeah,
oh, I like that one.
Tac-toe, yeah.
I don't know why they're doing any of this. Just announce the Pro Bowl rosters and move on with your lives. Although what's weird, all this stuff will get good ratings.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It'll all get good ratings. Because people see that there's a football involved and they're like, I'm all in. Ridiculous.
Are you watching the flag football game on Sunday?
Hanging on every play, yes.
There's 0% chance I watch
second
of that.
None. Not at all. Pro Bowl, nothing.
Is it on at 10 a.m.?
By the way, wasn't Kobe Walsh a long snapper at UCLA?
Was Kobe a long snapper?
Yeah, he absolutely was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for people that don't know that, he's part of our
He's one of our MCs,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of our marketing
teammates, yes.
Yeah. I got one for you guys if you want it.
Okay, yeah, do it.
All right, so Sony has announced that they're going to be testing cars driving with a PlayStation controller.
Oh, Jesus.
And apparently they already demoed this at their Sony Big Expo they had earlier. Would you consider driving a car with the controller? And do you think that would be easier or harder than
Are you just driving with a joystick?
Or like an actual, like a controller? Like you got to have
like
both hands on it.
PS5.
Like a video game controller. Yeah. You in on that?
What? No, dude. Give me a steering wheel.
What do we got a wheel. What do we need? You know, why do we need to play video games while we're driving?
It's for the gamers.
I trust my palms more than I trust my thumbs.
Yeah, who the hell invented this?
Sony.
Yeah.
Penis thumbs.
Yeah, dumb.
Penis
thumbs lives in Reddit. He lives in Reddit. All right. Brian, that was great. Thank you.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Tell us about Books.
Very nice. Tight. So I was at Books the other day. Man, I'm telling you, they got beautiful stuff. They're on South Robertson in Beverly Hills. And if you cannot make it to the Books store, which is beautiful, what you want is to right now get flowers for your girlfriend, your significant, your wife, whatever that happens to be. Because in the end, she may say, don't get me anything. It's not a big deal. It's a trap. Do not. Get me anything is a trap. You got to get her beautiful flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And right now, I got you covered with 25% off your entire purchase at the Books Company. Listen up here. Books, just better than the rest. The thing I love about Books is that their flowers stay fresh longer. They come from the very best flower farms, and there's even a flower farm on the side of a volcano. Books is easy. You can buy roses with one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 red roses you've heard about. Valentine's Day coming up fast. I placed my order early. You should do it too. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off that 25% off, that's Books, Bouqs.com, promo code ESPN, Books, promo code ESPN. This is a combo plate. Everybody's here, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Combo played. Everybody's here. I think Cappy's still hanging out. Game of Games coming up. Bergman, we just gave some tickets away.
We did to the Netflix is a joke fest, and Rafi Kazarian got really, really good tickets this time. He's from Pasadena, and he's getting two tickets to see Kevin Hart.
Hey! That's great.
Pretty cool on 5/10. So that's exciting for Rafi.
Awesome.
Congratulations, buddy.
Way to go, Rafi. All right, so guys, I'm going to do some on-air producing here. This is a short segment, then we're going to come back and do Game of Games. Cool?
Very cool.
So, Not Stepdad Leo sent me this text just a couple of minutes ago. And, you know, we're on YouTube, and he watches on YouTube. He says, who the hell is behind Lindsay in the adjacent booth? He looks to be 13 to 15 years old.
That's going to come in handy in a couple of years, Graham.
Yeah, that's Graham Metzger.
That's Graham.
Yeah.
He does. He looks like he rode here on his skateboard, and he had to get a permission slip to be able to come to the station.
I learned something.
Graham's like, huh?
Mace. I learned something about Graham today.
Okay.
He has a blue check mark
on
Twitter.
Graham, how did you get, I don't have a blue check mark. How did you get a blue check mark?
He has a blue check mark.
He's a play-by-play broadcaster. That's probably why.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, he did a game a couple weeks ago. I got to figure out what game he did. He'll text me and tell me.
A volleyball game or something.
No. It was a college basketball game.
Oh,
he did a great job. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's great
for Graham. Yeah. He'll be good when he grows up. No, he does look very young.
But he's very good at what he does.
He's totally great. He's great. He started as an intern. Now he's in social media. He's doing play-by-play. Fantastic guy.
Well,
he just looks very young.
He was Beto's intern.
Tell non-stepdad Leo. We got a lot of young people who work around the radio station.
We do. We got kids over here. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Cody's like 21, I think.
Yeah, Cody, you know? Parker.
Yeah, these guys are all young dudes.
All those guys. DeAndre's a young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a lot of up-and-comers here. So Graham is one of them.
Even listen, Brian Cohen is, how old
young
Brian?
People, 29. Young people are going to kick us all out, man. That's how this works. I mean, the Clippers hired a kid right out of USC who's really good.
Did they?
To do the radio. He, you know, he replaced that old geezer Noah Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
He was like 25 also.
He was all played out at that age, yeah.
Carlo Jimenez is the new young man. He's very good. I heard him
nice.
The other day.
Nice.
Rams Graham has done a couple of games for C-something. Women's basketball with
there you
Joe
go.
Painter.
Good job, Graham.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, very
way
nice.
To go, Graham. I'd love to hear some of that. Let's play some Graham.
Do we have it?
Yeah, we'll get some Graham for tomorrow. I want to hear some Graham. All right, so one other thing I wanted to get to here is that I am going to start a crusade.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know how you feel about it, Donald, or you, Cappy, but I cannot stand Tony Romo. Just cannot stand him.
I mean, that's it. You're over him.
Yeah. So I am going to find the Westwood One broadcast with Kevin Harlan, and I'm going to crank it up in my house along with the game.
So
next Sunday.
What you need to do is you need to make sure you pause the game, because if you're going to find the radio broadcast, it's going to be a little behind.
Right. Because Harlan's awesome, and then you don't have to go, I don't know, Jim, it looks out of bounds.
Jim. And then you got Kurt Warner. Kurt's great.
Oh, is Kurt doing the radio on Westwood One?
He's been doing it forever.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Kevin, yeah.
And then you probably have Tony Baselli on one sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I would think you might have like, oh gosh, I'm trying to think of her name from Fox. She's probably on the other sideline.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name.
And you probably got Mike Eby in the box.
Laura Oh, Omkin.
You know Eby will be part of it. Howie D.
Yeah, Howie D. Yeah.
You know?
That whole crowd.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes wiping the sweat off his right hand on his towel hanging from his right hip.
Here's Mahomes in the shotgun. He's got on the white pants with the red trim with the yellow line right down the middle.
That is awesome.
Both
of
you good.
He throws it down the middle. It's caught by Travis Kelce inside the numbers, heading towards, cutting back inside towards the hash marks, taken down inside the 20-yard line, down to the 18.
Fred Warner wearing the gold helmet with the red SF on it, with the gold pants and the white jersey with the black shoes. He's running. It looks like about a 4.2 40.
Kelce turns around after the catch, points right to the skybox where Taylor Swift is wearing a red gown with that looks like it has some Chiefs logos on it.
Taylor Swift holding a beer, head high, and now looking over at Kelce's mom. And look, there she goes. Somebody stop that Taylor.
They're crowd surfing up there, Kurt. They're crowd surfing. Mama and Taylor crowd surfing. You guys are good.
That was very impressive.
That's a lot of great Kevin Harlan. I got to say, that's the highlight of the day.
Well, it takes two people to do Kevin Harlan, to be honest with you, because
you guys don't understand. I worked with Kevin and Kurt on Monday Night Football on Westwood One for probably, I don't know, 10 years or so.
Yep.
And every time we would do a game, Kevin would come down to me and I'd say, Kevin, they're on the 10-yard line. Check that. Make that the 11-yard line right now. Looks like they've got the trainer looking at the right knee. No, it's now the right ankle. It's his white shoe with the black Nike swoosh, and they're working on the right ankle. The trainer has his left hand on the calf, but his right hand underneath the shoe. I mean, it's like he forces you to give every detail.
I love the wardrobe descriptions are great.
On radio, he literally, to Cappy's point, calls every blade of grass. Right. Like it's just amazing what he does.
That's what we're playing in my house.
And an incredible human being to boot, as Cappy was.
Is he?
Yeah. That's right. And one of my favorite things that he does, you talked about earlier, about the specialist on the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
When there's a punt, Kevin has a stopwatch, and he'll say, he puts his right leg into the ball. It's a perfect spiral rotating to the right. And then when the guy catches the ball, he catches it around the hip, and it's a 4-3 hang time. And he's literally holding onto a stopwatch.
Wow. Yeah. That's detail. Detail.
Yeah. Guy's the best.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do some Game of Games, and then we're going to wrap this up and throw it to the LeBron-less, AD-less Lakers at Boston. Slee will have the pre coming up. Mason and Ireland. Actually, combo play today.
Combo play. It's still Mason in Ireland, but also a combo play.
Yeah. We're coming right back with Game of Games, 710 ESPN.
But first, Mace, if you're riding in the back seat and you're injured in an Uber or Lyft accident, it's completely different than a normal wreck, man. Your driver's covered by Uber or Lyft, so not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you need to speak with the rideshare company's insurance as well. So you don't want to deal with this on your own, okay? It's very simple. You get into an accident, you call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB, or visit him online at calljacob.com. You need an expert, and our guy Jacob is the best. He's the expert when it comes to handling Uber and Lyft accident cases. Years ago, Jacob and his team took on these cases before all the other attorneys jumped on the board here. And here's the deal. Jacob understands all the nuances, okay, involved in these particular accidents. So if you're injured in any type of rideshare accident, there's only one name to remember. Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. So call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, here we go. Combo plate day. We've got Shadano, Cappy, and producer Brian all playing along with me. It is Bergman's game. Bergman, what do we got?
All right, so I didn't leave myself enough time to make a game, so Lindsay was nice enough to give me one of her old games. So,
excellent.
Number one, it's about famous pets. Celebrity pets. Okay. So Chip, the Yorkshire Terrier, belongs to this famous tennis star. Is it Naomi Osaka, Serena Williams, or Maria Sharapova, Mason?
I think that's going to be Naomi Osaka.
Okay, Sedano.
Who are the options again?
Naomi Osaka, Serena Williams, or Maria Sharapova.
I'm going to say Serena.
Okay, Cappy.
I also say Serena.
Okay, and Brian.
I also say Serena.
It is Serena Williams. All right, so Mason, the only one not to get that one. Number two, Lua. Lua, Scooby, and Fluffy are all pups belonging to this NFL quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, or Tom Brady. Sedano.
Tom.
Tom. Cap.
Patrick Mahomes.
Brian.
Mahomes.
And Mason.
Let's go option C. I'll go
Brady.
Who's the third? The other one.
So it's Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield,
Baker
Tom
Mayfield.
Brady.
I'll go Baker Mayfield.
You should have stayed with Brady, so Sedano has the lead with two. Right
he's
now.
The only guy with time for three dogs, probably
yes,
now.
Yes, 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 yes.
I thought it was a trick question because he's no longer an NFL quarterback.
Was written...
Maybe, it's an old game.
An old game, exactly. Yeah. Maroska, the yellow lab, is often seen in selfies with this soccer stud. Is it Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, or Neymar Jr., Cappy?
Messi.
Messi. Brian.
Neymar.
Neymar. Mason.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo and Sedano.
Messi.
Messi. It is Ronaldo. So, Mason, you made it onto the board. Congratulations. Sedano 2, Cap 1, Brian 1, Mason 1. There's only 7 of these and a tiebreaker.
Cap. Okay.
Lilo the Frenchie has his own IG page, and his mom won gold in the 2016 Olympics. Was it Gabby Douglas, Simone Biles, or Ali Raisman, Brian?
Simone Biles.
Okay. Mason.
Ali Raisman.
Sedano.
Let's go with Simone.
And Cappy.
Raisman.
It was Simone Biles. So Sedano and Brian got that?
Yes, sir.
Right? All right. Sedano's still with the lead. This is the first one of the month, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Number five. Speaking of Frenchies on IG, this one named Bougie has 230,000 followers. His dad, who loves catching touchdowns, is also big on the gram. Is it Juju Smith-Schuster, Rob Gronkowski, or Travis Kelce? And we go back to Mason.
Gronk.
Sedano.
Let's go with Juju.
Juju. Cap.
Also Juju.
Also Juju. Brian.
Also Juju.
It is Juju.
Did you guys know this?
That's the only one I didn't know.
Well, I felt like Bougie and Juju kind of went together.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Would know if it was Travis Kelce's dog.
We know about Travis Kelce.
All right, only two left, so Sedano with 4 has to go first. Okay. Reza, the fluffy Labradoodle, and Rookie, the Golden Doodle, belong to this NBA superstar. Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Let's go with Steph.
Steph, Cap.
I also say Steph.
Brian.
I'm going to go Giannis.
Giannis and Mason.
Need to make a point, I'll go Giannis.
And Sedano's going to be the victor because it is Steph Curry and everybody else. So there's only one left, and Sedano has 2 more than everybody else. So congratulations, Sedano.
There you go, Sedano.
You are the first winner of the month.
Way to go, man.
There you go.
Nice, George. You must feel good about that.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It's nice.
I'm also feeling
good
because the flex roll is kicking it.
Nice.
There you go.
Anybody think the Lakers maybe could win tonight just because, like, they're going to give everything they got with LeBron and AD sitting out, and Boston lets their guard down?
I mean, sure, they could win.
It's possible.
Anything can happen in one out of 82.
Shinano, are you on the Action Network? What's the line on that?
I am. Let me see what the number looks like right now.
I was wondering.
I'm going to look on Prize Picks because, I mean,
oh, yeah, Prize Picks. That's right.
Maybe.
Oh, it's take the over with D'Angelo. 15.
15 in an NBA game? Come on, man.
Hey, Cappy, bet one for me. Give me D'Angelo with the over, whatever the hell it is tonight.
How about this? Jason Tatum, 27 and a half. I would go with more than that.
More?
Yeah.
Unless it's a blowout and he sits.
Yeah. Right.
What's D'Angelo?
I'm working on it. I'm trying to find it.
All right. At me with it later, okay?
I will at you.
And go more or less.
Yeah, more or less.
Oh, here it is. D'Angelo, 22 and a half points.
Over.
More. Come on, get the link.
George, how about Torian Prince at 11 points?
Well, he's definitely going to have to play today.
Yeah, no choice. All right. Hey, guys, thanks. Glad you stopped in, Cappy. Shinano, thanks, as always, for a combo play. Always fun. Lindsay producing today. Appreciate that. Producer Brian Bergman here as well. Tomorrow, we will have a full show, and it'll be me, Momo, and O'Shea Jackson Jr. hanging out tomorrow.
Cappy, do we have a full show then tomorrow, too?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow. On a Friday? Can we not do that on a Friday?
No, it's supposed to be summer hours on Friday.
It's happening.
It's supposed to be off at 5.
Here on 710 ESPN.